And support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast sharing all the awesome since 2013. I'm Kelly Toole at KellyThuel on Twitter. And with me, as always, the anti Jon Snow, she knows something, is Mel.
I don't know about that these days. I don't think I know very much at all. Hi, everybody. I'm Mel at Kermick9 on Twitter and everywhere else. And it's great to be back for another week of Nurture and Support.
Our 90th.
I know.
Show.
I know.
That's like a lot. That's a whole lot. So
we're getting out of numbers I can count to.
Yeah, we're going to get to that three-digit thing. That's going to be crazy. All right. I start off this week, and I have a website to waste your time on, which is kind of a theme of some things I recommend. It's also a website that deals with data, which is somewhat of another theme that occasionally. And it's from our good friends at Google. A while back, I recommended Google Trends, which is kind of a fun little thing to do all sorts of stuff with. They've just released a related product off of Trends. So if you go to Google/Trends, you'll be able to get to this. You'll also be able to get to it by searching Google Correlate. So Correlate is my recommendation for this week, Google Correlate. And it does what it says. It correlates stuff. And what it'll do is you can take a particular search term, put it in there, and then for over the past 5 years, it will come forward with the phrases that most correlate. If someone is searching on horseshoe, it will come up with what are the next set of searches that most closely correlate to when people are searching on horseshoe. So it just basically follows the pattern from there. Mm-hmm. So lots of fun stuff you can do with that. For instance, you might want to search on, I don't know, let's say Melissa. You know, let's say we did that. Any guesses, Melissa, of the most highly correlated terms to Melissa?
There's a song called Melissa by somebody I can't remember.
Billy Joel will be my guess, because the number one correlation is Billy Joel songs.
Okay. I knew there was a song.
And then there's Anything Goes, Captain Lou Albano, which I found to be number three from our wrestling days, Annie the Musical. Oh, you're not going to be happy. And I stopped at Captain Lou Albano. So I'm sorry, because I Debbie Downer is the next one.
That's me.
And we got Danielle.
That probably is actually a direct reference to me.
Let me do Kermick9 and... But yeah, and then Lou Albano makes two appearances actually in this. So we'll have to find out what the correlation is there. We'll do this live for the folks on there. I haven't done my name. So let's just see what happens here. So hopefully what's happened here is that Mel has edited out this fairly lengthy process where I had to repeatedly try and type in Kelly, and it kept autocorrecting it to Jelly, but finally got it to stick. And again, live, and since I got to be fair there, oh boy. A wedding, great gifts, so that's not bad. Flat screen TV, got to like that. Laxatives to lose weight, not too happy about that. When can you get pregnant? This is really bad.
Yeah.
Ab exercises for women, Princess Cut Diamond, Leapfrog. So I don't know.
A couple of contenders in there, big screen TV and Leapfrog.
Yeah, I'll take a couple of those. So that's fun. You know, so you can kind of do some of those things and do that, but there's just so much more with it in terms of you can do it by country, and so you can look for these different correlations. So it's pretty fascinating if you're looking across Ebola, for instance, for fun, you know, just kind of for fun, searching on Ebola correlations, going across different countries, you can see some types of things. You can do it for the week or for the month. You can do it by state. So you can kind of say, do a type of thing to say, so talk to me about kind of search volume and correlation of searches for this term by state. Guess which state comes up number one when you do execution?
Texas
is correct. Did a little test on that earlier today as well.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of fun, again, to kind of work across the numbers. You can actually also import your own data. So if you're looking for, if you have kept data on if you're running like an Etsy store and your sales numbers, you can run your sales numbers and you can kind of correlate those across to kind of see what those might be following and those types of things. The genesis of this started with the folks at Google going, you know, I wonder if we could find something in search that kind of tips off when there's going to be a flu epidemic. You know, might we see kind of a rise in searches on flu symptoms, flu cures, those types of things? And they created Google Flu, probably not a really great branding moment, but Google Flu. And so they were able to actually start to spot some correlations to when there were kind of outbreaks coming and all those types of things. So they said, well, if we can do this for the mechanics for the flu thing, we can kind of generic it up and create Google Correlate. It's still in their labs or their test environments, beta, but you can do the state stuff. You can import your own data. Two of my all-time favorite things on this are, number one, it is explained. So there's a tutorial, kind of covers how to do it. But in addition to the tutorial, they give you or a link to a comic book where there's a comic book that explains Google Correlate and its genesis with Google Flu and kind of what it's about. And the difference between correlation and causation is one of their big things, because while we have seen a strong correlation with Mel and Captain Lou Albano here, that just may be a correlation, meaning the numbers follow themselves or anti-follow themselves, versus causation, which means there's actually some actual relationship. Always one of the best examples of correlation versus causation is to say lack of pirates causes global warming, because you kind of plot the average mean temperature and the number of pirates, and you see this nice inverse correlation. Say, aha, there you go. Clearly, we need more pirates, and that will stop global warming. Well, no, there's a correlation between the two, but it's not necessarily causation. But they kind of explain a little bit about that. They don't use the fun pirate explanation to define it, but it's still pretty fun, and it's a comic book, so you kind of cover some interesting things there. And then there's more detailed stuff if you're getting all serious about it as well. The last thing, and again, this is a wonderful way to waste time, but search by drawing is another feature that's available here. And so what this does here, and it's so cool, is these correlations run over a period of time, 5 years. And so you'll do it, and if you're looking for some terms, it'll kind of show how they kind of graph out and the correlation between the two terms and the number of searches. You can draw your own curve, and it'll come back with what search term most closely approximates that curve. So you could kind of do just a bell curve or a stair step or steady growth up, steady growth down, all sorts of different things, and it'll come back with what particular term best follows that. So it's kind of interesting. You know, so you could say, well, let's see something that rose in popularity to 2010 and then plummeted and then rose again. You can do that, and it'll come up with different things. And so you just kind of draw that with using your cursor, and away you go. The state thing's really fun, too. The ability to cut across countries and see how different terms perform, what correlates with different terms. I had provided, let's see if we've got anything else here that we can kind of do. But so those are kind of the main, some of the main things that are there. I found kind of the country stuff pretty fun to do, and the state stuff, and the draw, and the comic book was a fun read, too. So go to Google/trends, look for the link to Correlate, or simply search on Google Correlate, and you can get into it and have some fun. So that's my recommendation for this week.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I like that whole thing about you being able to import your own data, and I guess that probably works with all the different functions of the draw and all of that by importing your own.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I don't have any particular need that I can think of at the moment, but an Etsy store is a good example. There's a lot of people, I think, out there that would have a use for that.
Yeah.
And do it in a way that's easier for them, probably, than for them trying to figure out how to work one of those programs.
Yes, yeah, sadly, anytime I get any of these things, the first search query I do is Alice Cooper, because that's always just the test. Found some interesting things on that. Alice Search is really big still in Michigan, where, you know, Detroit sounds where he kind of came up, and also big out in Arizona, where he's currently based. But I unfortunately also tried nurture and support. I said, well, let's, you know, Mel and I will tune in here and see. We lack enough traffic Google Correlate did not nurture and support. It's like, I don't really think I got enough data to work with there. So Help us out, folks. Get us some more traffic so that we can be on Google Correlate and see what we connect with.
That sounds, it sounds like that would be useful for our upcoming political season as well. If anyone wants to be searching for data about particular states, it's stuff like that. I can see some usefulness for that. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Kelly always keeping up on his Google stuff just so he can try to stick it to Apple.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, my recommendation this week is not Apple specific. It does appear on Apple devices, but it also is on Android. And this is a newish one. It's also on Steam for PC. So obviously that gives it away. It's a game app. And this is, it's a little bit of a different game than one I typically recommend. This one is called Divide by Sheep. And it's by an interesting little group of people called, developed by a group called Bread Team. And then it was distributed and published by Tiny Build Games. So the gist of this little game, it's essentially a math puzzler. And I am not terribly fond of math, so one would have to wonder why would Melissa possibly download this game? Well, it has sheep. Okay. And then somebody told me something about there were wolves that would eat the sheep. And then somehow to win a level, you have to cut the sheep in half. And I'm like, this sounds kind of macabre and sounds like it's up my alley.
So I have to ask, so how does the conversation eventually go where the sentence is, hey, Melissa, I know a game where there's sheep and wolves that eat them.
Yeah, I read the description and one of the reviews, man, it was like they wrote it directly for me. So what happens? The story, which I have to say, I'm not sure if the PC version gives you a little more backstory about what's going on in the world. The app only gives you some pictures that you're supposed to learn a lot from, but I'm a little dense and I don't learn a lot from the pictures. So if I didn't know this from reading it on the game description, I would not have known this. The basic story is that the Grim Reaper, he's kind of lonely and he likes sheep. Sheep are cuddly. Who wouldn't like sheep? So he wants some friends. Well, he's the Grim Reaper and he can't have any friends that are alive. So he decides to flood the entire world and kill everybody so that he can get some cuddly little sheep ghost friends.
Boy, that seems a little overboard to me, but okay.
The man likes sheep, what can I say?
Apparently.
So the world has flooded. So the game board is basically you have these little islands that are divided up into little squares. And on each square, you may fill up all of the squares, you may not. There will be a certain number of sheep. So at the very beginning of the game, it's pretty straightforward. Each level, you have three rafts that float up and you're trying to save the sheep so that they don't drown and go to the Grim Reaper, because essentially they don't say this, but I'm sure it's because they want the sheep so someone can go make yarn to send to me. But
there you go.
Anyway,
that's for you yarn podcast fans out there.
Yes. So each raft, it gives you a number of sheep that you have to get to the raft. So you have to get a certain number of sheep to each raft in a certain order. This is where all the math comes in. You have to figure out how to shuffle these little groups of sheep around to get them on the raft, on a raft in the correct order. Now, you do this by jumping the sheep from one island to another island. And in every level, only one island has access to the raft. So it's a game of moving things around to shuffle them. Now, if you've got a group of five sheep over here, and you've got to jump them to an island that's only got four spaces, what happens to the other sheep? He falls in the water, and the sharks eat him.
Okay.
There are little shark fins that crop up, and you kind of get, could be blood. Don't know. So anyway, That's the beginning levels, is that's all you're doing. Then they introduce wolves. So on some of the squares, you now have wolves. And when you jump sheep to a square with wolves, the wolf eats the sheep. And then he's all fat and happy for a little while. So you get that to complicate certain levels. So you're supposed to be using logic and math to figure out how to do these things. It's pretty easy in the beginning. And then you get up to where you have barricades, where you can only move in certain orders. And at first, it's just like a net. You just can't move the sheep across it. Eventually, you get up to a level where you've got like a laser fence. Though honestly, to me, it looks like lightsabers, red lightsabers. And when you jump the sheep through that, it slices them up. And when they get to the other side, instead of being sheep, you get a little sheep carcass and you get a little pile of meat. But amazingly, you can still jump the little carcass and the meat to the raft where they tape them back together and they're okay. So I think, I don't remember if there's four or five worlds that you're going to go through in this game. I haven't completed it. And incidentally, there's like a lot of blood and gore when you're cutting up the sheep, when you jump them through the laser things. Apparently, somewhere in the settings, you can turn your parental controls on to protect your children who may be playing this game from the blood spatter. So anyway, eventually you'll get down to where you actually have the Grim Reaper there collecting the little souls of the sheep. And so anyway, it's creepy cute. I have a thing. Creepy cute has come up a few times. It's a creepy cute, very dark sense of humor to it. And it uses math, which I don't usually play a lot of games that are intellectually themed. So math has never been my biggest strong suit. And it is interesting to have to figure these things out. And I'm stubborn enough that I try and try and try, but I will admit I have had to look up the solution to a couple of levels. And then I always feel like an idiot because I didn't figure it out for myself because it's so simple. But duh, when someone shows you lickety split how to do it in three moves, then you always feel stupid. But anyway, it's a cute game. I like it. It's $2.99 on mobile. So it's $2.99 for iOS. It's $2.99 on Android. The Steam version is $4.99 because PCs are awesome. But anyway, it's cute, cartoony. You're jumping sheep through lasers. There's a trampoline that comes in at one point, which bounces the meat back across the laser. Because you have to cut your sheep population down. If you only need three on the raft and you've got five in the group, so there's different ways that you have to cut your population, and so you're gonna some of those sheep are gonna have to drown to save the others. So
That sounds awesome. It sounds just very, very cool.
I like it. I don't know. I'm sick. I'm a sick individual. But anyway, it's cute. I like it. It's funny. The wolves are adorable when they gobble up the sheep and then they sit there because they're skinny wolves until they eat a sheep and then they're fat wolves. And then you can also jump the wolves around. It took me a little bit to realize that you could actually move the wolves like you move the sheep. But once they're fat and they've eaten, they can't jump anymore. They just want to sit there. They won't move after they've eaten. So,
Can
it's
you run them
divide
through
by sheep.
them through the laser fence? The wolf?
I have not gotten to a level that had wolves in a laser fence, but I bet you can.
Yeah, cool.
So, because sometimes you're moving the wolves to a raft as well. You've had levels on there where they'll mix up, two rafts you might have to be putting wolves on, and the last one you'll have to be putting sheep on. So
Cool.
anyway, it's deceptively complicated at times, and it just gets harder as you go. So I have to play three or four levels and then take a break and then go back because I find that I get stupid after I've played a few levels and then I can't get a level to work. And if I will just walk away from it for a little while and resist the temptation to get online and look up the solution, then I usually can figure out when I come back. So
Very
anyway,
cool.
It's a fun game. I like it. It's only $2.99 on mobile, and it would be considered an intellectual type time waster with cute sheep that you're chopping up with lasers. So.
See, not only do you get entertained on nurture and support, but you get edumacated as well with correlations and math problems and all of that. So,
Yes.
what more can you ask for?
Not much.
Well, I guess what we could ask for is a social media recommendation. So I have one for this week. We just be doing one today, Mel? Is that the game plan?
No, I'll throw one in. I'll throw a
Okay.
short one in.
Excellent. Well, why don't you go first?
Okay. So I follow a gentleman named Fred Hicks on G Plus. He's also on Twitter, but he basically runs Evil Hat Productions, which they make RPG games and things like that. He's a cool nerd guy who basically tweets and shares on G Plus lots of cool stuff that I like, whether it's comics or board D&D type board games, RPGs, because they Evil Hat puts out all sorts of RPGs, not just your fantasy types. They're doing a lot of urban fantasy ones. There are RPGs out for the Dresden Files. He's really involved into the Dresden Files stuff, which is where I originally came across him. So Fred Hicks on G Plus. I don't know, somehow I like following him a little bit better on G Plus than on Twitter. But he's on both. I like him. Go check out his stuff.
Very cool. My recommendation, so it's always a happy time when you get a new follower on Twitter and you get the little notification to say you have a new follower and it's Mel or it's Fred or it's this. Well, I got a response recently. You have a new follower, Satan. And so Twitter handle at hi underscore I'm underscore Satan 666
Okay.
is following me. Not a lot of tweets so far. Satan's always been busy. He's only had a chance to do 15. Satan is following 666 people, shockingly enough. So I wonder if there's some culling there, and not a lot of followers, but kind of a fun account. It's Satan clearly, and he's just kind of filling you in on stuff. So just kind of a nice little fun one, and why? Who can't use a little Satan in their timeline, So.
Sure. And you should put him and the Tweet of God account together and bundle those babies.
That's right. They should do a podcast or something like
They
that.
should.
And we'll need to make sure Big Evil Corporation is aware of this account because I'm sure that they should be connected. So we'll
Yes.
have to work on that.
Definitely.
All righty. Well, we're going to need to turn it over to somebody, and I guess the way I'll introduce it this week is that apparently there's a strong correlation between Matt listens to the show and Kelly didn't know that. And so he's rethinking what he's going to say when he kicks it over to Matt. So we are going to turn it over to Matt Shivers, who's going to give you all the information on how you can connect with us on Stitcher, on YouTube, on iTunes, etc., etc. And so hope you do. We'd love to get some recommendations from folks, reviews, whatever you like. Just some interaction would be awesome. Matt will give you all the particulars for that. And number 90 was fun for me. Thanks everybody for listening.
Thanks, everybody. And go check out Matt at Matt Shivers VO on Twitter.
And Satan.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's NURTANDSUPP @gmail.com, or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter. You can also catch Nurture and Support on YouTube. Just search Nurture and Support or Kelly Tool.
Nurturing and supporting. Turn it.
I have to keep pricking auto-correcting Kelly to jelly.